Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vestair Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vestair products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. Man, getting pulled over, that is the adrenaline rush you never knew you wanted or needed. Because I haven't been pulled over in a really, really long time. Like a really long time. And the other day, I was just coasting, going home. I was super excited, actually. I just left the dispensary. And I was going to go home and help my husband with the house renovations that we're working on. And I was going to get so high as a reward afterwards. And so I had bought every version of marijuana that they sell. If it was chocolate, put it in the bag. It's liquid, put it in the bag. It comes in something I got to smoke later, put it in the, I don't care. Yeah. I need something that's just going to make me feel like four glasses of wine.
Well, plus you have something for every scenario.
Right. And it's legal here. So, and you can only buy a certain amount, and the dispensary, like, it will actually flag it in the computer so you can't go over. So you're not driving with an illegal amount. So I've never worried about driving with it here because it's legal as long as it's not open.
Right.
Similar rules to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm coasting, not even paying attention on these backcountry roads to the speed because nobody's on them.
Right.
Except for me and a state trooper who clocked me going 74 and a 55 on a bus.
That's not that bad.
Okay. No, I mean,
when
yeah,
the blue lights go off on a blue SUV and it's a state trooper and you just left the dispensary, it's bad.
I thought you were going to say 74 and like a 25 or 74 in a school zone.
No, but you're right. Some of those backcountry roads, though, they're long and straight and wide open.
Oh, my God. It's just so easy.
It's pretty easy to let your foot get heavy.
Yes. And I just, honest to God, I wasn't even like trying to fly home. I just simply was in the zone. I was driving. I was good. Yeah, I was cruising.
Yeah.
I was so excited. And then I saw those blue lights. I didn't even see them. I was like, where were you, bro? Like, you were hitting good, little piggy.
And then, well, in that area, he probably was old school behind a billboard.
Yeah. And, yeah. So I pull over, and naturally, I'm not doing anything wrong, but I feel like I'm doing everything
always
wrong. So I put hand sanitizer on. And I'm like, okay.
Boy, that looks guilty.
So he walks
squirted
up.
Squirted it into your mouth.
And he walks up to the wind. I pulled off on a side street because the road that he pulled me off on, it's a four-lane, like, little backcountry kind of highway.
Yeah.
And so I pull off on this little side street and he comes over to my passenger window. So then I'm really nervous. I don't know why. I was like,
because the bag's on the passenger seat?
Well, no, the bag technically has to be in the back seat.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Yeah, because I don't have a trunk that locks technically. So it's right there though. Like, and I had all my windows rolled down. Like I was cruising, y'all.
Okay.
And yeah, so he comes up to the passenger side and he's like, what you doing? And I just looked at him and I go, I just left the dispensary. I'm not even going to lie. And he goes, it smells like it. And he looks, and you can smell it, especially when there's pre-rolls and stuff. And I was like, I'm not even lying. He goes, it also smells like alcohol. And I go, okay, I just sprayed so much hand sanitizer on my hands because I'm just nervous. And he goes, why are you nervous? And I was like, because I just left the dispensary. And he goes, well, how much did you buy? And I was like, I don't know. And he looked at me and goes, what do you mean you don't know? Like, I don't know the gram amount that I bought. I don't know because there's cartridges, there's gummies, there's flour.
Nobody sounds guiltier than you in crisis.
Did you do anything right?
My gosh.
And then he looked at me and goes, why do you have so much? I was like, man, anxiety is real these days, you know? And he goes, I can tell. So I already I had my registration.
He's like, why don't you have one now?
I had my registration, my insurance and everything. And he goes, ma'am, your insurance is expired. I was like, I swear to God, it's not. I swear to God, it's not. I just have it on my app and I never really print it out because it's 2023. I can show you in my app. And he looks at me and he goes, and it's USAA. And this is where my dad, man, he looked at me, he goes, who's in the military? And I was like, my dad and all my grandpas and every uncle in my family. And he's like, you know that you do this right here? And he kind of gave me this funny little nudge towards the pot. And I go, oh, he knows.
Oh, yeah. He fought for my right to do this.
Officer, how could he not know? Look at me.
Yeah, you figured it out.
I'm a mess.
Look at how spazzy I get when anything happens.
And the thing is, I had everything set down, like, on my chair. So that way, I didn't have to hand him anything because I was shaking. I was so nervous. And he goes, did you want to hand me those? And I go, yeah, but I'm shaking. And it's not because anything else. I'm just nervous. And I handed it to him. Oh my God. He was looking at me like, Jesus Christ, are you okay?
Yeah, you really lost your bleep.
I was such an adrenaline rush that when I got home, I told Ross, I was like, you know, he asked me all the questions. I was straight up honest with him about everything. And I hadn't been smoking or drinking. Like, I could be straight up with him. And Ross goes, what did he write you for? I was like, going 74 and a 55. And he was like, that's it. And I was like, that was literally all I was doing. And he said, yeah, but you made yourself sound so guilty.
Right?
Like, I know.
If this story ended with him saying, let's go down to the police station for a little while and just see what we find.
Or even if he would have asked me to step out of the car, but I think he realized, okay, she's word blurting because she's so nervous that there's no way she could lie to me right now.
Well, you'd probably step out of the car and get hit by a truck as it drove by.
No. Like,
right?
You're just doing everything wrong.
Yeah, he literally
a truck
goes,
hauling fentanyl.
So he brings me back all my stuff and he goes, 74 and a 55, that's way too fast. I have to write you a ticket. And I also have to ask you a question. You smoke all that yourself? And I go, no, some of it I eat, actually. And he just kind of looked at me and he was like, all right, okay, just please drive carefully.
don't you?
Not come, in one day,
don't you
sir.
Come through this yeah. county again.
Yeah. It's like, oh, God.
Jeez, God, man.
I'm fine, though.
Yeah.
Seems like everything's good.
I didn't immediately go home and fall asleep because it was a fight or flight mode. My brain was like, go to bed, idiot.
After he pulled away, did you get out of the car and run in circles like a dog orbiting?
Yes.
I have been held inside against my will. Ah! Oh,
I'm
my
a happy God. Little golden retriever now.
How much was the ticket?
I haven't looked yet. I got to pay it in 10 days, and that was on Friday.
It's going to be
19 over?
Yeah, that's...
That's at least a $200.
Going to be a biggie.
Yeah, because I think it's usually like zero, or it's like 1 to 9, and then 9 to 14, and then...
Yeah, it's pretty high.
14 to 19 and then over 20, man.
Yeah.
Thank God I wasn't going 75.
That, yeah, you're good that you were 74 and oh. 75.
Man, he didn't even knock off anything either. He was like, no, this dummy right here, this idiot.
Yeah, you didn't do yourself any favors that day.
No.